From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Monday made unannounced visits to Iraq and Afghanistan. In Baghdad, Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi defended the Shia paramilitary popular mobilization units for their sacrifice in defeating Islamic State and assistance retaking Kirkuk from Kurdish forces. Sunday, Tillerson called for an end to Iranian influence in Iraq, including support of the paramilitaries. James Jeffrey, a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy and a former diplomat, credits the Trump administration for trying to look at Iraq post-Islamic State.
It's one thing to go after the Shia popular militias, bearing in mind they're seen as heroes by many Iraqis, and some of them are not under Iran's control, but under Muqtada al-Sadr, all were called forth by Sistani. So it's a bit tricky. The main thing is what Tillerson is really trying to do, and he missed it by a little bit, is to say we do not want them pushing into Kurdish territory.
Tillerson also urged Baghdad to resolve its conflict with the Kurdish regional government over independence. Earlier, the top U.S. diplomat discussed strategy with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani before traveling to Pakistan Tuesday.
I'll be traveling to Islamabad tomorrow, in fact, to meet with the Pakistani leadership as well. And we have made some very specific requests of Pakistan in order for them to take action to undermine the support that the Taliban receives and other terrorist organizations receive in Pakistan.
Tillerson said the U.S. will stay in Afghanistan until a process of reconciliation and peace can be secured. A Rwandan court has denied bail to Diane Rwigara, vocal critic of President Paul Kagame. Rwigara jailed in September on charges of incitement and forgery. If convicted, she faces up to 15 years in prison. This is VOA News. The top U.S. military official Monday said an investigation continues into the deaths of four U.S. military personnel killed in a counterterrorism operation in Niger October 4th. General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said preliminary indications are that soldiers were not taking excessive risk when they were ambushed by suspected Islamic State affiliates.
To the extent that they're taking risk, we have sent them there to operate in areas within which there are extremist elements that if we weren't conducting operations, our judgment is that they would have the capability to plan and conduct operations against the homeland, the American people, or our allies. So are they taking risks? They are. Are they taking risks that are unreasonable or not within their capabilities? I don't have any reason to believe that.
An estimated 800 U.S. military service personnel are said to be involved in counter-terror operations across West Africa. Dunford said the U.S. is intent on continuing operations there. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said unidentified warplanes struck the government-held Qusair district in Deir ez-Zor city in eastern Syria late Monday, killing more than a dozen people. State-controlled television blamed the attack on U.S.-led coalition aircraft backing rebels fighting Islamic State militants. The U.S. denied involvement. State television said 14 civilians were killed. The observatory said 22 were killed. Singapore's visiting Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong expressed strong opposition Monday to the nuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. He told President Donald Trump at the White House that Singapore condemns Pyongyang's dangerous provocation.
I shared with President Trump what Singapore has done to pressure and to isolate the DPRK, going beyond UN Security Council resolutions. But there's no quick and easy solution. Pressure is necessary. But so is dialogue.
Mr. Lee said the U.S. will need to work with others, including China, South Korea, Japan, and Russia, to resolve the issue. Also Monday, during a meeting with regional security officials in the Philippines, Japan's defense minister warned the nuclear missile threat posed by North Korea has grown to a critical and imminent level. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, in a stop in Ethiopia, met Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn and a senior African Union official. She met with reporters about the crisis in South Sudan.
Do you look at the South Sudan situation and being denied access to humanitarian things, to see the conflict that's going on, to see a government that's ignoring its people, leads to conflict, and we're seeing that situation deteriorate.
Haley is expected to visit South Sudan as well as the Democratic Republic of Congo. The 113th World Series of North American Major League Baseball gets underway Tuesday in Los Angeles. The Dodgers of the National League take on the American League champion Houston Astros. It'll be the Dodgers' first World Series appearance in 29 years. Best of seven games will get off to a warm start with temperatures hovering around 38 degrees Celsius.
That's the latest world news from VOA.